KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump's nominee for Attorney General Matt Gaetz was under investigation in Congress for alleged sexual misconduct. He was not charged with a crime, but the House Ethics Committee was preparing to release a report. House Speaker Mike Johnson, though, says that report should not be released because Gaetz has now resigned from Congress.
I believe it is very important to maintain the House's tradition of not issuing ethics reports on people who are no longer members of Congress.
Today in Peru, President Biden will meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping for the third time. A federal judge in Texas Friday blocked a Biden administration rule that would have expanded access to overtime pay for millions more salaried workers. In Dallas, nobody was hurt when a bullet struck a Southwest Airlines plane that was preparing to take off from Love Field. The flight was canceled. Police are investigating. This is ABC News. Attorneys for the man accused of killing four students at the University of Idaho nearly 2 years ago are challenging key pieces of evidence ahead of his trial that is scheduled to start next summer.
In hundreds of pages of new filings, lawyers for Brian Koberger want the judge to exclude a wide range of evidence against him, from the DNA that helped lead investigators to Koberger to the searches of Koberger's home and car and to data pulled from his Amazon and Apple accounts. They say it should all be out because Koberger's DNA was linked to the crimes by using genealogy, and his attorneys claim family tree DNA analysis is unconstitutional, but it's a method regularly used nationwide. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Social media star turned boxer Jake Paul had little problem handling the former world heavyweight champion Mike Tyson in a boxing match. Paul won a unanimous decision over the 58-year-old in a fight that streamed on Netflix. Many viewers complained about technical problems. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More people across the country are driving electric vehicles, but Wisconsin lags behind. EVs only make up about 1% of all cars on our roads. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Misconceptions about cost, maintenance, and performance are top of mind for hesitant buyers. But in Wisconsin, where about 30% of the state's population is rural, accessibility is one of the biggest concerns. Jeremiah Brockman with the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Association thinks it's only partly because rural areas in general are slower to catch on to some trends. He says some areas still don't have enough charging stations.
Part of the problem, too, is you have more farmland in rural areas, and if you spend the entire day out on a farm and you're driving around your, you know, many acres of land, you worry about where you're going to charge your vehicle at that point. And I think that's another hurdle.
Compared to neighboring states, Wisconsin has significantly fewer charging stations. In an effort to help bolster the state's EV infrastructure, Wisconsin passed a law earlier this year to install a network of 65 fast charging stations statewide. The plan is to install them every 50 miles along the interstate system and major highways through next year. Even though the law was Republican-authored in Wisconsin, Brockman says he believes the political divide is another factor in EV ownership hesitation.
Honestly, you know, this is part of a larger national conversation where electric vehicles are kind of being politicized. And, you know, I like to say the benefits are there. It doesn't matter who you voted for last Tuesday. The benefits are there no matter what.
Those benefits include lower fuel and maintenance costs, lower emissions, and potential tax breaks. For Public News Service, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with a high near 51. Chance of rain, maybe a rumble of thunder overnight tonight. We'll see a low around 44. Partly sunny for Sunday, a high of 56. Rain in the afternoon Monday, highs of 55. For Tuesday, chance of rain and 60.
Right now, 40 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will take a look at what happened over the weekend. Don't worry, nothing. Well, yeah, some things are going to happen over the weekend. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut, baby.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kadigi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yeah, hey, we haven't been on for a while.
Yeah, it feels like it.
I have a little sore throat here, and later on today, we're going to be on KFAI for 2 hours, and I need to start a GoFundMe page.
Oh, yeah, we got to get some cedar tea in you and probably some Vicks on your chest or something. But yeah. Yeah, colds are going around.
Exactly. Hey, November is Native American Heritage Month. And, you know, I always say this, Haley, every month is Native American Heritage Month for me. But for all you out there listening and celebrating, big Pinigi, thank you for doing that. And, of course, today, Haley, is Veterans Day, and we have so much history with this country. Per capita, we have more Native Americans in the military service than anybody else. And also, we have a lot of warriors with that warrior spirit. And I remember a friend of mine, Barry, and I'll just say Barry Hand. I won't say his full name. Oh, I just did. He was a Marine, and then he was, because he had an eye situation, he was kicked out of the Marines, and then he joined the Army. So he was in, like, two branches of the service.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that you could do that, like, well, switch if you had a medical thing.
Wait a minute. Santina is Santina? A veteran. Yeah, Santina. Wow. You know, thank you for serving. One of our listeners and one of our Facebook, YouTube listeners, we really appreciate your service. I got to say this too before I forget. The original Robert Pilot, my father, was in World War II and also in Korea and was called back during Korea. And just to shout out him up in the big B-17 up in the sky. It was amazing that, especially during World War II, where all these people were. You know, in small little communities across the world, there was no TV, there was radio, but, and they were plunged into this unbelievable world of, world. And, Shantina, my dad was in the Army Air Corps, and then also, that turned into the Air Force after World War II, but yeah, right on. Right on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for your service. Yeah, I got to shout out my late grandpa, Kevin Galvin, too. He served in the Air Force. He was in Vietnam. And yeah, of course, shout out to all of our Code Talkers, too, our Native American Code Talkers as well. And yeah, happy Veterans Day to everyone who served. And also happy Native American Heritage Month to our Natives out there.
Yeah, definitely. And I just got to give myself a quick shout out to November 9th. And again, we hadn't been on the air with live shows because we had to take some mental health days off after this election. And I celebrated 40 years of sobriety.
Oh, that's right, Dega. That is huge. Congratulations.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate all the people that have helped me over the years because it takes a village, but it takes a village and it takes a community to support. And there's nothing more dangerous than a sober Native American.
Or cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, really touching on the fact we haven't been on like live on air since the election. And, you know, as you say, you know, it's just important that we all take care of ourselves and our spirits and our mental health, take care of each other, your relatives, your loved ones. And it's okay to, you know, take time for yourself and to, you know, gather yourself up and pick yourself back up.
Yeah, definitely. And I know, I don't think we have time, but we had a report from Senator Mary Kunish that we can probably pop up in the next segment. But and also I want to mention, too, it's Native American Heritage Month over at KFAI. And we'll be on live from 7 to 9 on KFAI and having some groovy people, you know, that we got a president of Ho-Chunk Nation coming on and let's see who else we have. Big guitars. We're going to be playing some music, and then
that'll be fun.
State Representative Heather Keeler.
Yeah, so it'll be a good show. We'll be on a KFAI, which is here in the Twin Cities. That's an FM channel, 90.3, right?
Yeah, and
yeah,
they
KFAI.
Yeah, and they're a community station that's been around for years, and we're blessed not only to be on the mothership here, AM 950, but also other stations like KFAI across the Turtle Island. So we just give them a big shout-out, and we appreciate all they do for amplifying the Native voice, which they've been doing for many, many, many years. And I know there's they have a McGeezy, which has an unbelievable amount of recordings from KFAI from the 70s and early 80s that really during the prime time of the American Indian Movement. And I can't wait for those to come out sometime and just listen to those people, you know, like, you know, Clyde Belcourt and John Trudell and all those people that really were moving and grooving in the 70s. And we need their spirit now, especially with the way things are now. And we have to move forward with and keep an eye on the prize. And, you know, I just want to say this real quick to Haley is that I was what's her name? Prokoski or Jen that worked for the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. She kind of threw out there that, you know, in 2004, everyone was really upset that Bush 2 won. Mm-hmm. And then 2006, it was a blue wave in this House and Senate. And then 2008, we got Obama. So hopefully that's our future coming up here real soon. So keep plugging away and don't let those, I almost swore, don't let those people bring you down. And, you know, they will find out soon enough who they voted for and what he's going to do. So.
Yeah.
The whole country night.
I know. Yeah. No, there's a lot of bad news that came out from election night. And hopefully, you know, in this next segment, we can touch on a lot of some positive things that, you know, did result out of the election. And we can share some wise words from who you mentioned, like John Trudell, who I've been listening a lot to recently, just helping keep my spirit up. And we'll hear from John Trudell, a couple really great pieces. Yeah, go through the list about who won in Indian country for elections.
Absolutely. And we're going to still be here. We're not going anywhere. So that goes back to Native Roots Radio is we're still here. Just like Native Americans all across Turtle Island, we're not dinosaurs. We are going to be united in bringing our truth and our sovereign nations forward in the next 4 years, especially, but forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just only for ourselves, but for everyone.
Yeah.
On the earth, every living spirit here that calls this, you know, earth home.
You know, I always like, too, that when we talk about every living spirit, I really key on to that. You know, and Wendy always talks about our sacred animals, but those beings really are our relatives, and we truly believe that here on Native Roots Radio.
Absolutely.
Hey, Haley, we're back in the saddle here again.
Yeah, woohoo, hoo.
Yeah. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we're with Haley, and we're kind of just, trying to fire up here and talk sense here. But we got a really good next segment here talking about the victories that did happen. Haley's got together a big list. So we're excited to talk about that in this and next segment. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Stay with us.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, Haley, do we want to start out with State Senator Mary Kunish and then get into the positive election outcomes that we came? Should we do that?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
So we make sure that we get it. Why don't we take a quick listen to our friend, State Senator Mary Kunish.
Hello, my relatives. It is State Senator Mary Kunish on a most beautiful November 8th day here in Minnesota. Not a lick of snow, not even a breeze. It looks like it's going to be warm here in Minnesota for a little bit longer, which just means more fun and games for outdoors. I'm currently at the park with my two granddaughters, but wanted to just send a greeting to all of you after an incredibly upsetting presidential race in the United States. We were hoping for a different outcome, and the opportunity to have our first woman leader of our country and a woman of color at that. It is apparent that as much as the United States likes to talk about freedom and choice and the ability to practice the freedoms that we all should enjoy regardless of race or religion or color, obviously that's not the case these days. And so we now have four more years with a man that has a playbook that will destroy much of the democracy that we have worked so hard for 200 plus years to instill. Indian country is a complicated place. We wonder sometimes why our Native folks support the people that they do. I don't quite understand how Trump has been good for Indian country in the past, and I'm a lot worried about what we're going to see in the future. But regardless of that, here in Minnesota, we still have the support and the majority of Dems in the Senate, albeit it's a one person still. We had a fantastic campaign for our one person that we needed to maintain the majority in the Senate. And thank you, Wopi LaTonka and Johnson Stewart, for the work that you and your committee did to ensure that the Senate keeps that majority and can continue to do the good work for Minnesota. It's kind of crazy that our House of Representatives, that had about a four-person majority Dem, now are even, 67-67, 67 Dems, 67 GOP members in the House. So somehow they're going to have to figure out how to govern together. And I will be very curious to see and hear how this is going to work. Nonetheless, I know that we in the Senate are bound and determined to not only work with those that want to do the good work on both sides of the aisle, but also make sure that we are continuing to advocate for those communities that are the least represented and have the fewest resources, whether it is in greater Minnesota, whether it is in the suburbs, whether it is in our urban core of Minneapolis and St. Paul. I know for a fact that my compadres in the Senate are ready to continue the good work that we've been doing. At some point, we will warmly welcome our governor, Tim Walz, back into the fold here in Minnesota, and thank him for the willingness to step up and do that hard work with hardly any time to create a campaign. He and Kamala Harris gave us a lot of hope in so many different ways, even though it didn't come to fruition. But nonetheless, we will welcome Governor Walz back with open arms and continue to do the good work that we've been doing together for the good people of Minnesota, and especially for those in Indian country. It's sad to see Representative Jamie Becker Finn leave. She and I were elected at the same time in 2026 and joined the House at that time. After 8 years, she's putting it to rest and focusing on her family and her business, and we wish her all the best. And fortunately, we still have Representative Keeler and Representative Koslowski in the House that I can partner with. But my time is up. I wish you well, and we will meet again very soon. Wopi LaTonka.
Wow, big peeny gigi, Haley. State Senator was on fire.
Yeah, and upset, rightfully so.
Yeah, I just...
That was from last week, so I do want to mention, you know, emotions were running high.
Yeah, she did say it was the 8th, and I was speechless the 8th, so... She really came through for us. That's amazing. I just texted her during that. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, some of the positive things, though, because we like to be positive here on Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, sometimes.
I said that with a straight face. No. Oh, hey, so our sister, Cherise Davids of Ho-Chunk Nation, she's a citizen of Ho-Chunk Nation, was reelected to represent her state in Kansas in Congress. So that was huge.
That is huge. Kansas was smart on that.
Yeah. And then our friend Heather Keeler was reelected
as Rep. Leish Kozlowski was too in Duluth.
Right. And I was going to say, as Mary stated.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Well, we're just amplifying it because it's so cool. And again, later tonight, we'll be talking to State Representative Keeler around 7-ish. Sarah McBride made history to be the first transgender person to be elected in Congress. Wow.
Yeah, first ever, which is huge.
Yeah, very huge. I had a burp, so I pushed the pause button.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. We don't want to do that. We'll either get more listeners or less listeners.
Yeah, who knows at this point?
Boy, we're a positive group here. Hey, for the first time in history, two black women will serve the Senate at the same time, and that's Lisa Blunt Rochester and Angela Also Brooks.
Yeah.
I hope I got that name right. That's amazing.
So. Yeah, which is like leaves me speechless, too. For the first time ever, this is, you know, two black women in the Senate.
I got the applause. I always like to use that once in a while.
Yeah, well needed. Did you see who was I don't know if she was in the Senate. What's her last name? Crocker? I don't know. The one who called Marjorie Taylor the butch body. She got reelected, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's on fire, too. So
yeah,
we're going to need these voices. And yeah, to make it through the insanity here. But again, I say, you know, people will find out. People will find out, especially the people that that possibly voted for the orange one or our new president. They're going to find out who they really voted for. First time in history, Andy Kim made history as the first Korean-American to be elected in the U.S. Senate, and he is also New Jersey's first Asian American senator. That's some applause there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big crowd applause.
That was a good one.
I like the claps. I'll have to download the claps. Mm-hmm. Not the clap, but the claps.
Oh, yeah. Let's make that distinguish. Yeah, distinguish that.
I'm perfectly clear about that. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Love our sound effects today.
Yeah. I'm like a little monkey over here pushing all the buttons. Hey, so what do we have? Emily Randall and Julie Johnson both made history as the first openly LGBTQ people to represent their states in Congress. And again, that's an amazing... You know, 7 out of 10 states approved the ballot measure that will project or ensure.
Maybe protect.
Oh yeah, protect or enshrine abortion rights in their state's constitution. Arizona, Missouri, Maryland, Montana, Nevada, New York, and Colorado. And I do. It's believe it is protect, but
I wrote it wrong.
The bifocals aren't working that well.
Yeah.
It's a little fuzzy. I printed off a little mini page here.
I know.
This isn't coming off the top of my head. This was prepared by our producer, Haley.
Yeah, this was from, when did I put this? I think I got this from like climate something on Instagram last year, put it in here, and now we're talking about it now, which is good.
Alaska and Missouri approved ballot measures that will raise minimum wage and require employers to provide paid sick time to their workers, all via Impact on Instagram.
Yeah, so that was my source.
Nice.
Impact is really good on Instagram about sharing like good news, so I always like to follow them. But they also share like the honest stuff too, and I think we have like about a minute left coming up until our next break, but I want to touch a little bit on Kamala Harris's peaceful transition of power in her speech that she did when she, mm-hmm. you know, kind of concluded the results. She quoted, "Only in the darkness can you see the stars." And it kind of reminds me of what this poet once said, that they said, "Barns burnt down, now I can see the moon." So I think, you know, this is an opportunity to shine a lot of light through this cloud of darkness.
Absolutely. Good way to end this segment. Thank you. A big peeny geeky Haley. And everyone, if you don't know how important Haley is as a producer and my past producers, you do know right now. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump's nominee for Attorney General Matt Gaetz was under investigation in Congress for alleged sexual misconduct. He was not charged with a crime, but the House Ethics Committee was preparing to release a report. House Speaker Mike Johnson, though, says that report should not be released because Gaetz has now resigned from Congress.
I believe it is very important to maintain the House's tradition of not issuing ethics reports on people who are no longer members of Congress.
Today in Peru, President Biden will meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping for the third time. A federal judge in Texas Friday blocked a Biden administration rule that would have expanded access to overtime pay for millions more salaried workers. In Dallas, nobody was hurt when a bullet struck a Southwest Airlines plane that was preparing to take off from Love Field. The flight was canceled. Police are investigating. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers upset Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Arizona Wildcats were ranked ninth in the nation, but on a night, the Badgers honored now Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan. They beat Arizona 103-88. Missouri transfer John Fanjay led Wisconsin with 41 points.
As far as Wisconsin, I feel like I want to be a part of, you know, a night like this. I think we have a great, amazing coaching staff. I just want to be a part of something special. Today we had, you know, alumni come in and we celebrated some of the guys from the Sweet 16 teams. I mean, it was just...
Final four.
Even better. My bad.
They host Texas Rio Grande Valley Monday at the Kohl Center. NBA, Bucks on the road in Charlotte tonight to play the Hawks. College football, Wisconsin and number one ranked Oregon. Kickoff at 6:30 tonight at Camp Randall. The Packers in Chicago against the Bears tomorrow at noon. Rookie running back Marshawn Lloyd, just back from an ankle injury, will not be able to play.
Unfortunately, he had appendicitis, so.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with a high near 51. Chance of rain, maybe a rumble of thunder overnight tonight. We'll see a low around 44. Partly sunny for Sunday, a high of 56. Rain in the afternoon Monday, highs of 55. For Tuesday, chance of rain and 60.
Currently 42 degrees.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust. Only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
Matt and Air on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
I went out to the car and I had to scrape ice off my window.
You're kidding.
Do you have a good ice scraper at least?
I have an excellent ice scraper and thank God it was in the car yet.
I had to use like my credit card to scrape my windshield.
Oh no.
You know what works great is a cassette. What,
you actually used a cassette to hit the ice off your windows?
Yeah.
No. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison filmmaker and musician James Runday. And Civic Media host Earl Ingram joins the show to talk about his favorite film noirs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda.
and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and we are very grateful for all the work they do in the community, and it's a beacon of hope every time I hear that that tagline.
Yeah, honoring health and tradition. Dr. Stately usually joins us on Monday, but he could not make it today, so he wishes, you know, sends his best to all of you. And yeah, we love Native American Community Clinic.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, before we get to a recording, Haley, that I wanted to play, you got a couple things you wanted to bring up beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Well, just kind of like wrapping up on our election talk. And I think we were so full of hope, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I want to, you know, before we move on to our Veterans Day topic, I want to finish that last segment of election news with some of these words from the great John Trudell. And he quotes, "No matter what they do to us, no matter how they strike at us, every time they do it, we must continue. But we must never become reactionary. The one thing that has always bothered me about revolution is that every time I have met the revolutionaries, they have acted simply out of hatred for our people. No matter what they ever do to us, we must always act out of love for the people and for the earth, and we must never react out of hatred for those who have no sense."
Yeah, that really reminds me of Standing Rock, too, and how this show started because of Standing Rock and the whole pipeline situation at the Standing Rock Reservation. And they were peaceful protesters all the way from the beginning to the end. So that's what, with prayer and resistance via peaceful.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in all times of hard times and hard news, it's important to remember that us as Native American people, we are a resilient people, and we will carry on to fight again. And I think it's important to believe in the work of collective activism and the power and healing it brings our spirits and our relatives and, you know, just the collective work that we do together. And, you know, I hear this a lot, and I think people say it a lot, but it's so true. The battle, this battle might have been lost this time, but, you know, the war's not over, and we've come out in the end as winners before, and we will again. So for not just us, but for every living spirit on all of this native land that we call home, it's important that we do get up and fight again, and we do continue to fight together.
Exactly. And just remember, Custer had it coming.
Yep, that too.
Do you want to play that segment for us? It's always inspiring for me to listen to this.
Yeah, let's listen to John Trudell.
Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth to people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the star? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing
the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold. The people lose their minds. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. Today is now and then. Dream smokes touch the clouds. On a day when death didn't die. Real world time tricks shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. Predator tries civilizing us. But the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side. A song from the heart. Our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.
That's like always really inspiring to me. Just love the music and the singing and the poetry.
Yeah, I think you showed me that one, and that's one that I listen to or I put on quite often. And one of my favorite lines is there is that he says, "Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race, possession, a war that doesn't end."
Yeah, exactly. I love Dream Smokes. Touch the sky. I love that. I always, it's very visual for me, it's smudging and things like that talk to our relatives. We're still here, and we're not conquered. We're not a conquered race. We're not a conquered people, and they've been trying for 500 years, and we're still here.
Yeah, and we'll continue to be here. Heather Keeler was texting me in between there, and she reminded me something really great. She said, We are the seeds from the generations they tried to eliminate. We are those seeds.
Exactly. And then she also put up earlier, the crowd applause is great.
Oh.
I appreciate
your sound effects.
Yeah. I don't know how they come off, but to me, that sounded really good. And, you know, we have to keep positive. And again, it's Veterans Day here. We've had, I know in Wisconsin too, we have a lot of Code Talker roads being brought up here in the next year or so with signs, with Ho-Chunk's language, and also just to let people know that the Ho-Chunk people were big Code Talkers during World War II, which if you don't know what that was where we were using our language, and the codes could not be deciphered because the enemy didn't know the Native American language.
Right. Right. And that's, like, I've heard, too, about, of course, our Ho-Chunk Code Talkers, and I've heard a lot about, too, the Navajo Code Talkers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, right, because they're both very different languages. They're not the same at all.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure the Ho-Chunk weren't talking to the Navajo.
Right.
They're like, what did he say? You know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm sure there was quite a few other, tribes that help support that cause in World War II.
Yeah, oh, for sure. If not by code talking, then of course in many other ways. Like, as we talk about on Native Roots Radio, well, sometimes, you know, like Native Americans have a long history of serving in the United States military, like going back to the American Revolution. But then you also, like, compare notes to when we were helping Lewis and Clark on their expedition, or, you know, scouting with the U.S. Cavalry, or, you know, and then code talkers. Like, there's a lot of different, like I know as natives, we have high service rates. Like, historically, Native Americans have led to the highest per capita rate of military service compared to any other ethnic groups in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I don't know if it's, I know people join the military for many different reasons, but I don't know if having certain ties to this land and, like, having traditional homelands here would, you know, carry a different feeling to that.
Some are just warriors.
Yeah.
You know, some are just warriors, and others do feel a kinship to the land. And, you know, we walk in two governments, whether it's our tribal government or our tribal lands within this country. So there's some of that, too, and tradition. And also, you know, it's a good place to be able to start off if you don't know what you want to do, you know?
Yeah, a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about that after this next break.
They had to find me, though. Hey, yeah. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wow. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
I think I called my dog over. She's coming over here.
Nice. At first, I thought it was a little lame howl, but that was enough to bring it.
Yeah, they know.
So I know we have some other things to talk about here when it comes to Veterans Day, and I know you have some really good notes. Why don't you bring up what Indian Collective did today?
Oh, yeah. So Indian Collective, I think, it was really important. They had kind of a heavier post, but I think it's really important to recognize, us as Native Americans know, the kind of force and violence that military can use, and especially what's going on around the world. And we want to recognize that. But also they put out a quote of Sitting Bull, and it says, "Warriors are not what you think of as warriors. The warrior is not someone who fights because no one has the right to take another life. The warrior, for us, is one who sacrifices himself for the good of others. His task is to take care of the elderly, the defenseless, those who cannot provide for themselves, and above all, the children, the future of humanity."
Wow. Hey, I just want to also give a shout out to Ho-Chunk Warrior Owen Mike, and he has an unbelievable story. He's in 67 to 69, he was in Vietnam, and an amazing warrior. I just want to give him a shout out. And of course, we have the famous warrior, Ho-Chunk Warrior, that we talk about a lot. And there's there's a powwow grounds named after him. And
Andrew Blackhawk?
Yeah. And he's a Silver Star medalist, or Mike Owen was a Silver Star medalist, and Andrew was, of course, unbelievable story about him and how he saved during the Korean War so many people. Mm. And he got the Medal of Honor. Army Corporal Mitchell Red Cloud Jr. served in World War II as a Marine in the Pacific, and after the war ended, he was discharged. He couldn't shake the feeling that he had more to offer to the military, and he re-enlisted. Red Cloud eventually sacrificed his life in Korea in a brave act of an act of bravery that earned him the Medal of Honor. So we have all these relatives that really, I know a lot of veterans that are Ho-Chunk too, and I just want to give them a big shout out.
Absolutely. I saw this article too out of, I think, where was this? It was one of the Dakotas, but, South Dakota. Okay. So this was coming from, I'm forgetting what it's called. What is like the reserves? The National Guard.
Yeah.
Okay. So this South Dakota soldier, who's native, he actually comes from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and his name is Moses Braveheart, and he was in the South Dakota Army National Guard's 235th Military Police. And he actually cut his hair before going in to serve.
Mm.
Yeah, cut his hair, and he quotes, "I knew I wanted to go into law enforcement in the military. And at the time, I thought, well, I can only do that with short hair, and that's how it's going to be. I knew that cutting my hair is going to be good for a good reason. It's for a career. So I made the sacrifice of cutting my hair because I knew that if I kept it long, I wouldn't be able to join," said Braveheart. Within the Lakota culture, long hair is an extension of the spirit, typically only cut for grief and loss purposes, where it's then buried or burnt. So apart from those circumstances, there, our hair is kept, long, and that represents strength and connection to our ancestors and memories and everything. So after he cut his hair, he was able to join. But now he is able to be kind of exempt from that as religious purposes.
Yeah, and that's interesting, too. And I was, while you were reading that, I was quickly trying to find this. But I've read an article in the past that there were military natives that had long hair, and they could really feel the enemy coming. And
it's
an extension of their nervous system.
Right. And, no, I saw that somewhere too.
Yeah. And when they cut their hair, they couldn't do it again.
Right.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So that was an awkward way of saying that. I hope you understood what I was
saying. No, I definitely got your train. But yeah, isn't that's like.
Well, you talk, Robert. I wonder if the audience understood what I
what I said. That's true. Yeah. That's true. But yeah, it's important that, you know, we are able to individually represent ourselves all across, no matter what we're doing, especially in the military.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so many people, so many natives that I know that served. And I just want to, again, give a quick shout out, not only to them, but to everyone else that has served too.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal. And
it is a big pina kiki wee to everyone.
Yeah. I like how you threw the wee in there too. That was a good one.
Yeah, thank you to all. But, what else is coming up?
Well, we got a few minutes left, and I want to make sure, you know, that people know that we're going to be on KFAI tonight.
Yeah.
And we're going to have our friend Heather Keeler on, and President John Greendeer, and then Angie Vig from Vig Guitars, and play some music at that last hour, and be chilling like a villain.
As we like to do.
Yeah. Will you be joining me?
I sure hope so.
That's awesome. I hope so. That's
good. I know. I kind of, yeah. Well, I wrote everything up, so I might as well.
Well, you know, my reading expertise is fading and never was really that good.
Oh, I think it's good enough, you know.
look at Heather. Look at Heather Keeler's when I said if you're going to be on with me tonight, she responded.
She hopes so too. We all hope so.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, November, the whole month of November is National Native American Heritage Month. And mm-hmm. we're thankful for KFAI to, you know, continue partnering with us over these years and playing our best of episode every weekend. And thankful for the community partnerships that we've been able to develop from KFAI. So if you're able to tune in the Twin Cities, KFAI is 90.3 FM. And Robert and I will be live with Native Roots Radio from 7 to 9 p.m., right?
Yeah. And I just want to, as you were saying that with KFAI, I just want to give a big shout out to AM 950 here in the Twin Cities. We would not have any kind of show or broadcast or be on any station if it wasn't for their support over the last 8 years, and also Civic Media, which we run another 30 shows or 30 stations a day in Civic Media in Wisconsin. So we just want to give everybody a big shout out and all the support and all the other stations too, that we send the best of.
Yeah. Like WOJB, everyone. Yeah. It's important that, you know, we're so thankful and grateful to have a platform where we can uplift Indigenous voices across Turtle Island. But it's also so important and so meaningful that we have listeners like you all that care and care to learn. So thank you.
I hit that applause button for State Representative Heather Keeler.
Oh, yeah. She likes that.
Yeah. Hey, so what do we got? 50 seconds here?
Yeah, or so.
Well, I'm going to end it the way we've ended it for many, many, many years. And if you're listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on, it's sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be joined by President of the Union, Reed Galen, also a founder of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A number of Republican senators say they want to see the